Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show for the rest of us. Sure, there are some radio programs that preach to the converted, but this isn't one of them. Even if you consider yourself a technophobe more than you are a technophile, it's okay. We'll explain everything in plain English here and answer your questions clearly to help make sense of all this tech speak, this tech talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music and audiobook playback, photo slideshows, an FM radio, games, and wireless sharing features. The Zune is available in multiple sizes, colors, and capacities. More info is at zune.ca. I listened to mine on the way down here today in my car, through my car stereo. Love it, love it. All right. Well, today on Tech Talk, it's all about backing up your old home movies and bringing them into the digital age. Whether it's 8mm or 16mm film, Hi8, Betamax, VHS, mini DV, camcorder tapes, and so on. In a moment, I'll introduce you to Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. He's been on the show many times over the past few years, and he'll be here to talk about how his Toronto-based service can preserve your memories onto a DVD. Or if you'd like to try this yourself, if you'd like to back up your old home movies or camcorder tapes, we'll cover how to get going. I'm sure you have a lot of questions, like how does homemovies.ca work? How much does it cost? Does Steve edit out unwanted footage or add music and menus? Does he pick up the tapes or do you bring it to him? How long does it take? And so on and so forth. We would love to hear from you. I'll tell you about our great grand prize in a moment and two other prizes. So let's open the lines now to get your questions ready, put them in a queue, and I'll tell you about our prizes after I give out the phone numbers. All right, pen ready? The numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 CFRB are 416-872-1010. Toll free outside of the GTA, it's 1-800-561-CFRB. Or on your cell phone, it's also a free call. Just punch in *8255, that's star talk, to have your questions or comments about converting old videotapes or Steve's service, homemovies.ca, from now until 1 p.m. All right, prizes. We have a grand prize today for one lucky listener, courtesy of our friends at Kodak. They were on the show a few weeks ago. The Kodak EasyShare M1093IS is the name of this pocket-sized digital camera that can shoot high-definition video. So it's actually relevant to what we're talking about today. It's a 10-megapixel, very, very small camera, yet it has a huge 3.0-inch LCD screen on the back, so you can look at those lovely photos or videos that you just shot. And it's got 3x optical zoom and a lot of other bells and whistles. It's a black model. It also comes in silver, red, or gray if you wanted to buy one at retail for about $200. But if you're a lucky caller today, you are eligible for a callback at the end of the show, and this digital camera can be yours. All you have to do is, if we call you and you answer the phone, don't say hello. Answer with our secret phrase. Today it is, this is a Kodak moment. And you've won yourself the Kodak EasyShare M, as in Mark, 1093IS. Digital camera. All I'd say is this is a Kodak moment, and you'll win this grand prize if we call you at the end of the show. In order to be eligible, however, you have to call our awesome screener, Mackay Taggart, give your phone number, get your question on the air. You do have to have your question or comment on the air, and then you are eligible for that callback. Also, as if that wasn't enough, the first caller and the first caller after 12:30 is going to win a 550-page book called Microsoft Windows Vista Help Desk from our friend Andy Walker, who's been on the show a number of times in the past. He's a friend and colleague of mine. This is a 550-page tome that can help fix your PC problems and help you take better control over Windows Vista. And it's called Windows Vista Help Desk. It's going to be yours for being the first caller on the air and the first caller after 12:30, retails for $40 Canadian. So a little extra thank you on today's Tech Talk. Now, as promised, in the studio live at 2 St. Clair Avenue West, we've got Mr. Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. Thanks, and welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
Always a pleasure having you. You've been on, I think, 5 times over the past 5 years. So in as many years, you've been on this show, and it's always a pleasure. You've got a great service. I was checking out your website this morning, homemovies.ca. If that doesn't say it all, I don't know what does. But I'll let Steve here take the reins as we're waiting for our calls to light up. Steve, can you explain to our listeners exactly what does homemovies.ca do for you?
All the old stuff into the new stuff.
Okay, that's it. Good night, everybody. That is a great simplified way of explaining what you do. But really, it's transferring your old analog, what I would call legacy video footage, into a digital format on your computer or specifically a DVD. And it's a way of preserving those wonderful memories that otherwise could be lost.
Yeah. Anything that was, pre-DVD technology, VHS tapes, 8mm films, 35mm slides, reel-to-reel audio tapes, vinyl records, and even scanning old photos now.
So, that, and I think that's great because I know my parents have these wonderful old black and white photos of, family in the 40s and 50s. And this can now be, so people bring these to you and you scan them in a high definition way. So they look crystal clear and you put them on a disc for them. And they are now not only great to enjoy and share in a digital age, because once they're digital, you can easily email them to friends elsewhere in the world. But you can, it's also preserving them for future generations because otherwise they're going to fade over time.
Well, that's it. When you have them into a digital format, if you want to print them out again, you can. You can send them to people by email anywhere in the world. But if you leave them in those old photos, they are disintegrating as we speak. And you mentioned that you have a Kodak camera here. It's actually a Kodak machine that I'm using to scan the old photos, an i1220. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, what we're going to do this hour, Steve, is you are going to answer, and hopefully I can add some color or context, but you're the expert here. We're going to answer questions from listeners who might have old movies, videos, or photos that they want, or even negatives and slides, you were saying. We'll tell them about how much it costs and how the whole process works. Should homemovies.ca have the opportunity to preserve those for you in a digital format? But we also want to open the lines. If folks have questions about doing it themselves, there are those who love the DIY thing. They want to do it, at their own pace at home. And we'll talk about the pros and cons for doing that. And Steve, I know they'll ask you this, but what kind of gear is required? What do they need to buy in order to transfer these old, say, 8 or 16 millimeter tapes or VHS footage, beta tapes, into a digital format? We'll answer that as well. Again, if you want to have your questions answered by Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca this hour, we've got him for the whole show. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB. *8255. A free call on your cell phone. I want to remind listeners about our prizes. Anybody who gets on the air is eligible for a call back at the end of the show, and you could win the Kodak EasyShare M1093IS digital camera. It shoots high-definition photos and videos. It's got 3x zoom and a 10-megapixel sensor. And we're also going to give away 2 books. The first caller who gets on the air is going to win Windows Vista Help Desk from Andy Walker. It is a 550-page book on teaching you more about getting more out of your operating system. We're also going to give one to the first caller after 12:30. So, Steve, without further ado, let's go to Laura in Wasega Beach. Laura, you're on News Talk 1010 and the winner of our first prize. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Super.
Great.
Listen, I wondered about old slides, interspersing that perhaps with some video. And I also have a lot of the old negatives from pictures my dad took in the 1940s.
Okay.
And I wondered if that can be utilized through your company as well, preserved.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
It's nice to talk to you.
You too.
Yeah, the old 35mm slides, the standard North American size, which was 2 inches by 2 inches, that's the cardboard mount, or the sometimes they're mounted in plastic at that type of thing. And you can put upwards of several thousand of those on a single DVD.
And she was asking about interspersing them with video as well. You can do that by popping it into a timeline with software and have video and slides
on the
and
same
photos.
DVD,
right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Also, Laura, I had to put you on hold because we have to take a commercial break, but we're going to get your phone number and tell you how you're eligible for this book that you how to pick up this book. You're not eligible for it. You got it. We're just going to tell you how to pick it up. But also, there are a number of scanners, by the way, on the market that do both slides and negatives. If you have any further questions about that, you can email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. We'll be right back with more with homemovies.ca's Steve Hartwell, but right now the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Today we're chatting with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. It's a Toronto-based service that will take your old video footage, your legacy tapes, as I call them, 8 or 16 millimeter film, high 8, Betamax, mini DV, VHS tapes, and convert them into a digital format and hand you a disc. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Mark.
Now, Steve is really into his photography and video stuff. In fact, every time he comes on Tech Talk, he brings himself a little camera. He sets it up in the corner. Hi, everybody. I'm waving to a digital camera that Steve brought in. He's pressed record. We've got a little video show going on. I'm glad that I wore, you know, a semi-nice attire today instead
of ripped
jeans and a t-shirt.
Well, I'm going to turn it into a little web video and put it on my website.
Okay, great. But unfortunately, you got my side profile, and I'm pretty sensitive to that.
Well, you have to turn around a few times.
That's all right. A trip to the plastic surgeon would help there as well. Anyhow, so Steve has been our guest many times in the past. Today, he's answering our questions once again on taking your old video footage. Again, this could be handed down to you from a parent or a grandparent even, and Steve's service will convert it into a digital format for you to preserve it so it will stop degrading over time. You could easily share it with friends and family, or even print out if it's still photos, you can print them out all over again. Homemovies.ca is the website. Yeah.
Well, you said parents and grandparents, and I thought, geez, can I take a second and
sure
wish
can.
My mother happy birthday?
Aw, of course you can.
Well,
happy
she's going to be 81 in February the 4th, and her name's Joyce Lee, and she listens to me every time I'm on the show.
That's great. And, you know, happy birthday, Joyce, first of all. And I know in the past you've wished her happy birthday.
Yeah, it was
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, happy birthday, Joyce. I hope you're listening to your son. You're proud of him. And I'm certain you have wonderful memories on tape
preserved. This is what this is all about,
yeah.
You know? It's
forget
about the
zeros and
our
ones.
Parents,
yeah.
And our grandparents and our great-great-grandparents. Mm-hmm. And it ties us to the past and helps, you know, have ourselves remembered in the future.
Mm-hmm. I had a dear aunt pass away on yesterday. And I'm so glad. Thank you, Steve. And I'm so glad that she had given me some wonderful old photos of her and my uncle that I had scanned and I looked at today. And, you know, that's it. We're not here forever. And all you've got is your memories. And to help us out, we've got these wonderful digital memories, whether it's a still photo or a video. And I'm grateful for them.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep inviting you back, because I love what your service does. And before we go back to the lines and get ready for our more prizes and whatnot, I just want to ask you about pricing.
Yeah.
So I know people who are driving around or listening at home want to know, hey, I love it, I'm sold, but how much does it cost?
Okay. Well, the 8mm films is about 10 cents a foot, and that's before any editing or titles or background music, which I also do. SVHS, Betamax, the old U-matic videotapes, standard 8, high 8, digital 8, mini DV camcorder tapes, put up to 2 hours on one DVD for $20 or any part thereof.
So that is very economical. So for $20 without any editing or menu system or anything,
exactly.
It's like a straight conversion. It's $20 for
mm-hmm.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I have a bag of mini DV tapes, Steve, in my cart. No,
give me a call.
But I've got it at home. Okay, let's go back to the lines. I want to remind listeners: the first caller after 12:30 will win a book, Windows Vista Help Desk, and then of course everybody who gets on the air is eligible for our digital camera. It's a Kodak EasyShare M1093IS that also shoots great video. All you have to do is answer the phone at the end of the show if we call you back with our secret phrase, and that would be, this is a Kodak moment. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Jane in Thornhill, thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm one of those people who likes to do things myself.
Okay.
Good for you.
And I was wondering, I have an older computer. What would I need to transfer? I think they're 16mm movies.
16mm. Mm-hmm.
They might be 8. I'm not sure.
Well, when I started fooling around with doing video stuff, it was back in 1996, and I think I had what would be called a very obsolete computer today. And, you know, I was using that technology to do some video stuff. So if your computer is like 10 years old, you can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what would she need, Steve? We have to take a commercial break in a moment. Does she need to connect a projector somehow to a computer? How does it work?
Well, what you'll need is a computer that has a, you can get a Pinnacle capture card for as little as like $50. Mm-hmm. And once you have that, then you'd need the a very well operating projector. And you'd need something to project it on and a whole bunch of stuff mm-hmm. like that.
I know, Steve, in the past, you said that if it's, you know, videotapes like VHS or Betamax, you could try it yourself, buy mm-hmm. one of these Pinnacle or Dazzle video cards, snap them into...
You can get a DVD recorder that you can connect those things, right. VHS to, right. and they work very well.
But I remember you saying if it was anything older, yeah. 8 or 16 millimeter, don't try to run it through your projector because you yeah. could rip it.
If you have an old projector that you've had, you know, sitting in a closet especially, which most people who come to me, if they still have them, they've had them in their closet for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. Think about taking a car out of your garage that's been sitting in there for 20 years and driving it down the street. It's basically the same thing.
Okay.
Very dangerous.
All right. Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. We'll be back with him in a few moments and all of your questions. I know there's a lot of folks on hold in a few moments, so stick with us. It's 12:27. Don't go anywhere. More Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. The show is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, an all-in-one portable entertainment solution with high-resolution video, music, and audiobook playback, photo slideshows and FM radio, games, and wireless sharing features. The Zune is available in multiple sizes, colors, and capacities. More info is at zune.ca. Speaking of high-resolution video, today we're joined by Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca, a Toronto-based website that will take your old legacy video tapes, camcorder footage, and transfer it to a DVD for you. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks, Mark.
Always a pleasure. We are taking calls with questions or even comments about your service, you know, the who, what, where, how, and why, as well as if people want to do it themselves, if they want to attempt to back up their old memories into a digital format, we're giving some tips as well. Do you have your questions on the air? Simply call 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. One lucky listener who gets a call on the air is eligible for a callback at the end of the show, just before 1 p.m. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, this is a Kodak moment, and you've won yourself the Kodak EasyShare M1093IS. It's a pocket-sized 10-megapixel digital camera that can shoot video. It's got a huge 3-inch LCD screen on the back, and it's got 3x optical zoom as well. So, Steve, you know, we've been chatting as we go back a lot for the first half. We've taken some calls, but I really want to now dive into the people who have been waiting on the phone anxiously. And we're going to give, not only are we going to talk to Lennon Markham next, but he also won a copy of Windows Vista Help Desk from Andy Walker. It's a 550-page book. Congratulations, Len.
Thank you very much.
You have a question, sir.
Yes, I do have some home videos on VHS, but I'd like to convert them to DVD. How do I go about doing that?
Yeah, actually, I think we already talked about that on the show. It's quite easy. You know, you go to one of the electronic stores and you get yourself one of those DVD recorders and you just hook the VHS machine to it and away you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, Len, there's two main ways to do it. If you don't use a service, that is, such as homemovies.ca, just to reiterate and clarify, you can buy a DVD recorder that you would typically connect to your television. And in the back, there are RCA jacks and other audio video input jacks that allow you to connect your old camcorder or your old video cassette recorder into the back, and you just simply buy those blank DVDs and press record. The other way to do it, especially if you want to edit the video footage, is to connect it to the back of your computer. Some video cards have audio video input jacks already. Some you would buy, in another case, you might buy what's called a video capture card from the likes of Pinnacle or Dazzle, and they come with software that also records your video for you. So Len is eligible for a callback, and so is Dan Wieland, or Dan Inwelland, rather. Thank you for calling, Dan.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Part of my question was already answered about the DVD recorder.
Okay.
What I'd like to know was, or the VHS?
Sorry, Dan, you're cutting out. Can you try one more time?
Yeah. What I'd like to know is I have 8mm tape and VHS tapes, and I'd like to know which would be the better quality to transfer onto a DVD, and would it be cheaper to have transfers done or do them myself?
Okay, so I think we got that, right, Steve?
He's asking a very specific question, and I think what he's saying is, should I put my camcorder tapes onto VHS first and then put them onto the DVD, or should I figure out how to put them directly from the camcorder tape? And yes, definitely go from the original source. So you want to try figuring out how to get them directly from the 8mm camcorder tapes direct to the DVD.
And you have working machinery that you maintain that does this for you.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to mention to the other guy was that, you know, you can get one of these DVD recorders, but yeah, I'm set up, like if you want something more than just a dump of your stuff, everything.
Yeah, a straight copy.
Yeah, straight copy of everyone you're talking hundreds of hours.
So tell us then what you do, Steve. How do you create a menu? What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's called DVD authoring, and once you have it on the computer, you can take out parts that you don't really want to keep and stick to the stuff that you most want to keep, which is mostly people and faces.
Right. So how do you do that? How do you decide, or do the clients,
the customers
tell you?
The clients decide that.
Yeah, okay. And then, so what this means to a consumer then, Steve, is once you hand me back, let's say, a DVD, I pop it into my DVD player at home, and I'll have a menu, almost like a movie that you would buy or rent,
exactly.
And then you can go right to the chapters that you like.
Yeah.
I got it.
Weddings are a really good example of that. You know, in a wedding, you have a very structured process that they arrive at the church, they have the wedding ceremony, then they have the line, and then they go to the reception hall,
right?
Dancing and speeches. Well, you can make a really nice menu out of all of those spots so they can just jump right to it.
That's great. Let's go to Paula in Vaughan Mills. She has a terrific question. Thanks for calling today, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
I'm just wondering, I mean, I've thought about doing this before, but if I put my pictures on a DVD and the DVD's scratched, then they're gone.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. It's kind of like having the old vinyl records, but not as bad. 7 years ago, 2002,
It was good math. Very good math.
That's when I started, and I've got DVDs that I burned back then that are in excellent condition. There's no degradation, et cetera, whatever. And they're making DVDs a lot better today. They're a lot more scratch resistant and that type of thing. But if you go out and you buy DVDs, you know, on one of these sale discounts, then you're going to get what you pay for,
right.
And they're going to be a lot more vulnerable to damage.
All right, Steve, if I can also add two extra thoughts for that caller. One is to definitely make backups of your DVDs.
Absolutely.
Either whether that's onto an external hard drive or onto another DVD, and keep it in a different room, because God forbid you have, say, a fire or flood, you can damage your main copy and your backup copy. And secondly, as Steve alluded to, take care of that DVD. Keep it in a jewel case. You know, if my kids are any indication, who love playing video games, I find them on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
They step on them.
Let the four-year-old put it in the machine and take them out.
Don't touch underneath with, you know, your fingertips, which might be dirty or oily. It can be easily scratched. Put them in a wallet. Put them in a dry room, not in a humid room, and you'll see that your DVDs can last quite a long time. Let's go to Casey in Richmond Hill. Casey, we're chatting with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hello.
Hi. I just had a question. I just recently bought an iMac 24-inch.
Okay.
And I wanted to hook up a VCR to that without using Pinnacle Studio, so I can import the movies into iMovie 09 and then make like transitions and stuff.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem that way. My sister-in-law had a problem like that. She had a camcorder that had S-Video out, but her Macintosh didn't have S-Video in. It had FireWire, so what do you do? There are a couple of computer stores around where you can buy adapters that will adapt from one format to the other, and that way you can connect it to your Mac.
Also, Casey, there's a website that I can recommend called aboutvideoediting.com, and they have a section devoted to Macs, and they'll tell you what hardware you might want to pick up, if you need it at all, in order to transfer old video footage onto your hard drive in order to use iLife 09. And then, you know, create your own home movie out of all that. So there's a tip for you. We're going to take another short break. When we return, more with Steve Hartwell and homemovies.ca. We're, of course, getting more phone numbers to call one lucky number back at the end of the show to give away our grand prize. But right now, the time is 12:40. You know what that means. Let's check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. You know, with a show called Tech Talk, it's not unusual for us to look to the future and where we're all going with technology. But today we're talking about how to preserve the past. We're joined by homemovies.ca's owner, Steve Hartwell. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Hi, Mark.
Steve's Toronto-based service will take your old video footage, your old tapes, whether it's 8mm or 16mm film or Betamax, VHS, Hi8, Mini-DV, you name it, and transfer it to DVD for you with or without menus and the soundtrack and chapters and all that. Great stuff, relatively affordable and easy to get going. All you have to do is visit homemovies.ca to contact Steve. Or, if you don't have access to the internet or prefer good old-fashioned telephones, you can reach Steve at this following number, 416-447-5728. That's 416-447-5728. His name is Steve Hartwell, and you can also get him at homemovies.ca. Again, welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thank you.
Before we go to the next caller, and I know... So our callers are anxious also to win.
All great questions.
To win our digital camera that we're giving away. But before we go there, I did want to ask you, you always have these wonderful stories about pleasing customers and all that. And again, this is, we're all talking about our memories here. So I know you've always got some good ones. Let's hear a former customer of yours.
Well, I've met a lot of really, everybody I've met has been interesting. They all want to tell me their stories. I've met people that have helped build Canada and people who worked on the Avro Aero and you name it. Some of the questions, two of my stories actually answer a couple of the questions, and one was how to get the stuff to me. I had this one guy, I'd done some film for him, name was Ted Topazzini, and he was really happy, and his brother had some stuff done by somebody else, and he came to his brother, he said, oh, this looks really good, you know, look at this. And his brother said, that's crap. You got to use my guy, right? So then he got all the films from his brother, and then he sent it all to me, 10,000 feet of film.
Oh, my goodness.
By Canada Express Post. But he wanted to do his own editing, so I had to put them all onto DVDs.
Raw copy, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As AVI files. It took 80 DVDs to put all of the film to him, and then I shipped it all back to him by Canada Express Post.
And years off your life.
Yeah. Oh man, it was fun.
So to clarify, how do customers get the video footage to you? You're in Toronto.
Yeah.
But are they responsible for dropping it off to you or sending it to you?
If they're mobile, I prefer for them to come to me. If they're not mobile, like a senior citizen and they can't get out, then within the Greater Toronto Area, I'll come to them.
Okay, great. Let's go back to the lines and we'll start with Ali in Burlington. Hi, Ali. Thank you for calling. Hello, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Ali. Let's go to Don in Toronto. Hey, Don.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Pretty good, thanks.
Great, great, great show. Listen, very specifically, I do a lot of conversion to digital for my family who don't live in Canada. When I visit, I come back, make movies, send it down. They all remember and they all love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did do a lot of conversion from Super 8 to digital using a Dazzle Video Creator 120 and Pinnacle Studio 9.4. But one of the biggest problems, and I'm sure you've experienced it, Steve, when you try to go back to your earliest Super 8s, they faded, turned yellow, foggy. And even with Studio, I'm having trouble restoring color and getting clarity. Is there anything that you can suggest around software or any experiences that could do that?
Yeah, there's Final Cut Pro if you're using a Mac, or Adobe Premiere if you're using Windows, which is what I use. And when you bring the video into the program to do your editing, they have the ability to try and restore the color balance. So that is one. It's not always perfect. Sometimes the results are variable, but that's what you can try to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Don. I disabled the call accidentally.
Oh,
yeah, he was also asking. I think he tried that
about
already.
Faded image.
About clarity and color. Yeah. Any other tricks up your sleeve?
Unfortunately, when it comes to
those cards close to your chest, aren't you?
Well, no. When it comes to the clarity and the sharpness of the image, there's really not a heck of a lot you can do without spending millions of dollars. You know, the people in the film industry, they've got that stuff. But for the people I do it for, they can't afford those kinds of prices.
Yeah, I hear you. We have time for a quick question before our next break, and that would be with Marion from Etobicoke. Hi, Marion.
Hi there.
I won't hang up on you, dear, I promise.
Well, that's okay. I've learned a lot by listening.
Great.
And my concern is, these videos and conversions are wonderful for your family, but how do you keep your friends from being bored? Like you mentioned, the chapters and all this. So I guess if we choose a kind of music, that helps too, does it?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. The music is one of the most fantastic things. I mean, you choose the music to match what you're watching. If it's a parade, if it's Christmas, if it's a bar mitzvah, you choose the music to go along with the video, and it engages mm-hmm. the mind much more.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because when I create photo slideshows, adding the right piece of music can make or break it. So great stuff. Hey, thanks for the call. We're going to take one more short break with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. When we return, another call or two, and getting ready to give away our Kodak EasyShare M1093IS. We'll be right back. We're going to call back someone who had their question on the air today to chat with Steve Hartwell from homemovies.ca. And when we call them back, if they answer the phone with today's secret phrase, they'll win themselves a Kodak EasyShare M1093IS digital camera. It's a 10 megapixel point and shoot digital camera that can shoot high definition video. And it's got a huge 3-inch LCD screen on the back, which is absolutely gorgeous and perfect for sharing those memories when you're beside someone. Speaking of sharing memories, homemovies.ca is a Toronto-based service run by Steve Hartwell. He takes your old video footage, be it on 8 or 16 millimeter tapes or high 8 or what have you, and he'll hand you back a DVD in a couple of weeks. And even, if you want, in the near future, on a Blu-ray disc, from what I understand, Steve.
Yeah. I just wanted to quickly remember to mention that if there was a lot of people calling in with a lot of great questions that we couldn't get to, give me an email or a phone call, and you can get through to me that way.
Yeah, homemovies.ca, or you can call them at 416-447-5728. So a Blu-ray disc is sort of the successor to the DVD. It holds more storage and it looks better. It's high definition quality.
Yeah, we're talking about the past, and we're talking about bringing the stuff into the future, and we have to keep our mind to the future, which is Blu-ray and high definition. It looks like it's finally beginning to settle down into what is going to be the high definition format, and I will be getting into that within the next several months.
Great. All right, Jim from Markham, thanks for holding on. You're on News Talk 1010. Hi there.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks. Doing?
Good. I just wanted to start off by saying how important this is. I did it a number of years ago. We had my whole family growing up over like 30 years, and we had the old Super 8 movies. My dad always had a Super 8 movie camera with him when we were growing up.
Lucky guy.
So I always said I was going to do it. I was going to do it. Then I finally got all the video together
And, you know, it's Jim, it's not just for you. It's for your future, you know, kids, grandkids, great-grandchildren.
Exactly. Grandkids, yeah.
And my mom did a voiceover for the entire thing. We put it all together and made a video on the VHS and DVD at the time. And it was 1 year later that my mom passed away. Mm. And that is a memory that we'll have and the grandkids will have for the rest of their life. And the timing was just incredible, right?
Good for you.
But, so you guys do Super 8 movies then as well?
Yeah.
The old style?
Yeah. In fact, Super 8 came out with sound, and I think it was 1973, sorry, and handled the sound as well if you recorded sound on those old movies.
Great call, Jim, and thank you for sharing that story with us. Steve, we're going to, I believe you had one final tale for us, one anecdote.
Oh, yeah,
and then we're going to call somebody, see if they remember that secret phrase.
Yeah, there was one that I think probably one of the biggest, actually two stories. I found old movies of my own that I've been looking for 16 years. So our family finally got to watch our old home movies for the first time in 40 years. But another story was that there was a woman, a Jean Samuels Bailey, who was a member of a 50 girl group that Weston Foods sent to England in 1953 to see the Queen Elizabeth II's coronation.
Wow.
And her father gave her an old 8mm film, movie camera. She shot the whole thing, brought it to me. We put it on DVDs, made 50 copies, and sent it all out to the ladies for Christmas. And they just absolutely gaga over it.
How wonderful
Lots
is that?
Lots of tears.
Yeah. I can imagine. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get some tears of joy in a moment as well from the magic fingers of Dwayne Bishop, who's going to be calling a lucky listener. See if they remember the secret phrase to win our grand prize today. You guys laughing at me? Magic fingers of Dwayne? It doesn't work for you? Don't know firsthand, all right? Let's go. Are they going to win?
It's a Kodak moment.
Yay! My heart just dropped for a minute there. Who's this?
It's Casey.
Casey, congratulations. That is the correct passphrase for today. You've won yourself an EasyShare M1093IS. We're going to put you on hold, Heidi, to pick up our that grand prize. Thank you for calling in today with your question. And there you go, a little reward for doing so. I want to thank Steve Hartwell very much for joining us once again.
Homemovies.ca.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Same
I wish
here.
You continued success.
Thank you.
You want to get a hold of Steve, homemovies.ca. He'll give you a quote, or 416-447-5728. Thank you to Dwayne Bishop and those magical fingers of his, as well as Makai Taggart. And hey, thanks for listening to News Talk 1010 CFRB and Tech Talk. Coming up on this wonderful station is the Buddha Lounge. Don't touch that dial. It's coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Good afternoon, everyone.